Islamic parables timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Islamic Parables. Inshallah Azzawajal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss parables of the devotees, subhanallah, the great devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the parables. And inshallah, before we talk about our today's episode, let's first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu kareem, he has said that 3 days after the apparent demise of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Bedouin humbly visited the holy grave. Throwing himself on the blessed grave, he put the dust from it on his head, saying that we have heard from you whatever you have heard from Allah, and that is, and if when they do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, they know, beloved, they should come to your august court and then seek forgiveness from Allah, and the messenger intercedes for them, so they would definitely find Allah, the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. Subhanallah, this has been mentioned in Surah Nisa, verse number 64. And then the person says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have wronged myself by committing sins, and I am now present in your blessed court, so that you may seek forgiveness for me. A voice was heard from inside the blessed grave, قَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ. Undoubtedly, your sins have been forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On page 308 of the book Uyunul Hikayat, part 2, which is published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing wing of Dawat Islami, Imam Abdul Rahman bin Ali Al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has narrated that Sayyidina Muhammad bin Harb Hilali rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that once I was present near the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Bedouin came and pleaded, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthful book revealed to you by Allah Azza wa Jal also contains, and he recited the same verse of the Holy Quran from Surah Nisa, verse 64. And he says, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, repenting to Allah for my sins, I am present in your court. I beg you to intercede for me in the divine court. Saying this, the devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying and reciting these couplets. What were those couplets? He said, O best of the creation, whose body has been laid to rest in this ground, the beauty and sanctity of your blessed body has made the ground and the mounds fragrant. May my life be sacrificed for this blessed grave in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. It has a great treasure of modesty, generosity, forgiveness and benevolence. That devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to recite these couplets. He then left, seeking forgiveness for his sins with tearful eyes. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Harb Hilali, rahimahullah, he says that When I went to sleep, I was privileged to behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream. He said to me, إلحق الرجل فبشره أن الله تعالى قد غفر له بشفاعتي. Meet the Bedouin and give him the good news that Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven him by virtue of my intercession. Subhanallah. This is the intercession of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through which Allah Azza wa Jal forgives the sins of countless people. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. When Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahimahullah was present in front of the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prayed to Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Lord, I have visited the blessed grave of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May I not return with my wish unfulfilled. A voice was heard. O bondman, we have enabled you to visit the blessed grave of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after we have ordained that you be purified. You and your visiting companions have been forgiven. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you and with those who have beheld the blessed shrine of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. In another parable, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Ibrahim Khawas rahimahullah, he has stated that, during a journey, I was so thirsty that I fell down. Someone sprinkled water on my face. As I opened my eyes, I saw a beautiful personality sitting on a nice looking horse. He made me drink water and said, get on the horse with me. After the horse walked only a few steps, the saint, he said, look, what is it? I replied, it is Madina Munawwara. He said, get off the horse and go. Say salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that Khidr alayhi salam has also said salam to you. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Imran Wasiti rahimahullah, he has stated that I traveled from Makkah to Medina with the intention of beholding the blessed grave of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the way, I was so thirsty that I felt as if I would meet my death. Extremely tired, I sat under a thorny tree. All of a sudden, a person appeared, dressed in green and riding a green horse with a green rein and saddle. The cup he was holding was also green with a green beverage in it. Giving the beverage to me, he said, drink. I drank it in 3 breaths, but nothing reduced from the cup. He then asked, where are you going to? And I replied, I'm going to Madina Munawwara in order to say my salam in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Shaykhain Karimain. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, when you get there and say your salam, say to those 3 esteemed personalities that Ridwan, the angel who is custodian of the heaven, has also conveyed his salam to you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, this is subhanallah, the way the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would yearn to visit the Rawza Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they would go there and see and ask dua for forgiveness, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept their dua for the wasila and the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A saint, he has stated that I left for Makkah Mukarramah with the intention of performing Hajj from Sana'a. Sana'a is a city in Yemen. A large number of people of the city accompanied me to the end of the city to bid me farewell. One of them requested me to convey salam on his behalf in the respected court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu anhum. The saint goes on to say that I forgot to convey his salam during my stay in Madina Munawwara. When I reached Dhul Hulayfa and intended to put on ihram, I recalled that I was to convey his salam. Therefore, I explained to my traveling companions that I was to go back to Madina Munawwara to carry out an important piece of work there and requested them to take care of my camel until I return. Thus, he says, I returned to Madinah Munawwara and conveyed that person's salam to the beloved court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the respected companions radiallahu anhum. By then, the night had fallen. As I came out of the Masjid Nabawi Sharif, I came across a person who had come from Dhul Hulayfa. I asked him about my caravan and he informed me that the caravan had already left. Listening to this, I returned to Masjid Nabawi Sharif and made up my mind to join any other caravan. I fell asleep in the masjid. In the latter part of that night, I was blessed with beholding the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in my dream. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the person who has missed his caravan for the sake of conveying salam. Looking at me, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abul Wafa, I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am Abul Abbas. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, You are Abul Wafa, meaning one who is loyal. He then held my hand and instantly placed me in Masjidul Haram in Makkah. I stayed in Makkah before the caravan of my city arrived. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Such a wonderful parable, subhanallah. In another parable, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Nasr Abdul Wahid bin Abdul Malik bin Muhammad bin Abu Sa'id Sufi Karkhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said that after I performed Hajj, I came to Madinah Munawwara and visited the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was sitting near the blessed hujra, blessed room, when Shaykh Abu Bakr Diyar Bikri, rahimahullah, came and stood with his face towards the direction of the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then said humbly, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And all those present, they heard a voice from inside the blessed shrine, Wa alayka salam ya Abu Bakr. Subhanallah. When Shaykh Sayyid Nuruddin E.G. rahimahullah, he visited the blessed shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said salam in these words, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All those present there at the time heard the reply from the blessed shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wa alayka salamu ya waladi. And peace be upon you, my son. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Dear viewers, when Shaykhul Islam Sayyidina Makhdoom Muhammad Hashim, he rahmatullahi ta'ala came to Madinah Munawwara. He humbly visited the blessed shrine, recited salat and salam. So the beautiful and blessed voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was heard from inside. Wa alaykum assalam ya Muhammadu Hashimut Tatwi. Subhanallah. And after performing Hajj, there was a great pious predecessor, Sayyidina Shaykh Sayyid Kabir Rifai, rahimahullah ta'ala, the founder of the Rifai Silsila. He left for Madinah Munawwara. When he reached the sacred shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited two Arabic couplets. The translation is that when I was far away from your blessed court, I used to send my soul as my representative. It used to kiss your blessed court. Now I am physically present in your court. Please reveal and stretch your blessed hand so that my lips may have the privilege of kissing it. As soon as he, rahimahullah, finished the couplet, the blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emerged from the sacred grave and he, rahimahullah, kissed it affectionately. Subhanallah, wah kya judo karam hai shahe bataha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi, maangne wala tera. It is mentioned regarding Sayyidina Dawood bin Abi Salih, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has narrated that once the Khalifa Marwan visited the sacred shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he saw a person who had placed his face on the blessed grave. Placing his hand on the person's neck, Khalifa Marwan asked, Do you know what you are doing? Turning around, the person bluntly replied that he was well aware of what he was doing. The Khalifa recognized the person who was a renowned companion, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have come to the sacred court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have not come to a piece of stone. I heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, do not cry over religion if its wali leader is capable, but do cry if its leader is incapable. Allah subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Abu Bakr bin Muqri rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that once he and his two companions, Sayyidina Imam Tabrani and Sayyidina Abu Shaykh rahimahumullah ta'ala, were present in Madinah Munawwara. They had not eaten anything for 2 days and were extremely hungry. At the time of Isha, Sayyidina Imam Abu Bakr bin Muqri rahimahullah, he came to the sacred grave of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah, hunger. He did not say anything else and returned home. He goes on to say that thereafter, he and Abu Shaykh went to sleep, whereas Tabarani began to wait for someone. Soon, there was a knock on the door. When they opened the door, they found an Alawi noble person accompanied by two servants with trays of food in their hands. That person said, perhaps you have requested the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for food. He further explained that I had a dream in which I beheld the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who commanded me to provide you with food. He then ate food with us, gave us the remaining food and left. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Peete hai tere dar ka, khate hai tere dar ka, paani hai tera paani, dana hai tera dana. Sarkar khilate hai, sarkar pilate hai. Sultano gada sabko sarkar nibhate hai. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always shows mercy to his devotees, helps them when they are in trouble and feeds them when they are hungry. He has another parable in this context and this regard. Sayyidina Imam Yusuf bin Ismail al-Nabahani rahimahullah ta'ala, he has narrated that Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Abbas Ahmad bin Nafis Tunisi rahimahullah, he has stated that during my stay in Madinah Munawwara, I once experienced extreme hunger. I humbly reached the blessed shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pleaded, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am hungry. Suddenly I fell asleep. Meanwhile, someone awoke me and asked me to go with him. I agreed. So he took me to his house, serving me with dates, butter and wheat bread. He said, eat until you are satiated, because my blessed ancestor Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded me to show hospitality to you. Come to me whenever you feel hunger in the future. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bestow upon us through the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil amin. Dear viewers, we alhamdulillah also have a wonderful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go and listen to the kalam inshallah azza wa jalla, and thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اپنی رحمت کی اپنی عطا کی. میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے. قلب میں یاد تیری بسی ہو, ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو. قلب میں یاد تیری بسی ہو, ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو. مستی و بے خودی اور فنا کی, مستی و بے خودی اور فنا کی.
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے,
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے.
حال آسی کا بے حد برا ہے, تیری رحمت کا بس آسرا ہے. حال آسی کا بے حد برا ہے, تیری رحمت کا بس آسرا ہے. عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی, عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی.
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے,
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے.
ہے یہ تسلیم سب سے برا ہوں, میں سدھرنا خدا چاہتا ہوں. ہے یہ تسلیم سب سے برا ہوں, میں سدھرنا خدا چاہتا ہوں.
عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی, عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی.
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے,
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے.
نفس نے لذتوں میں پھسایا, مجھ پہ لطف و کرم ہو خدایا. نفس نے لذتوں میں پھسایا, مجھ پہ لطف و کرم ہو خدایا.
دل سے چاہت مٹا ماں سوا کی, دل سے چاہت مٹا ماں سوا کی.
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے, میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے,
میرے مولا پاش مکے کی شادابیاں ہوں، پھر عرب کی حسین وادیاں ہوں، کاش مکے کی شادابیاں ہوں۔ مجھ کو دیدار سورو حرا کی، مجھ کو دیدار سورو حرا کی،
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے،
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے
مولا تو خیرات دے دے۔
مکر شیطان سے تو بچانا، ساتھ ایمان کے مجھ کو اٹھانا، مکر شیطان سے تو بچانا، ساتھ ایمان کے مجھ کو اٹھانا، نزع میں دید بدرو دجا کی، نزع میں دید بدرو دجا کی،
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے،
میرے
مولا تو خیرات دے دے،
میرے
مولا تو خیرات دے دے۔
روح عطار کی جب جدا ہو، سامنے جلوہ مصطفیٰ ہو، روح عطار کی جب جدا ہو، سامنے جلوہ مصطفیٰ ہو، ان کے قدموں میں اس کو قضا کی، ان کے قدموں میں اس کو قضا کی،
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے،
میرے
مولا تو خیرات دے دے،
میرے
مولا تو خیرات دے دے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ٹو یو، سبحان اللہ۔ وی جسٹ ڈسکسنگ بیفور وی وینٹ فار دا کلام دی پیرابلز آف دا ڈیووٹیز آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ ماشاء اللہ سچ اے ونڈرفل کلام، اے پلی اینڈ اے ہمبل پلی، مے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ایکسیپٹ، آمین بجاہ النبی الامین۔ Inshallah, continuing with these beautiful parables of the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is yet another great and beautiful and such an amazing parable where Sayyidina Ahmad bin Muhammad Sufi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that I kept on wandering in jungles for 3 months. He was wandering around in the jungles, and he says that even my skin was damaged. Finally, I reached Madina Munawwara and I said my salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Shaykhin Kareemain as well. I then fell asleep. In my dream, I was privileged to hold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. He beheld Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, Ahmed, you have come. Look what your condition is. And he says, I humbly said, انا جائع وانا ضيفك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I am hungry and I am your guest. The beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, spread your hand. When I stretched my hand, there were few dirhams on it. Even after waking up, I found these dirhams in my hand. And I went to market and bought bread and a sweet dish and ate them. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai, subhanallah, subhanallah. And another parable where Sayyidina Ibn al-Jala, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that I respectfully visited Madina Munawwara where I had to remain hungry for a few times. And I humbly reached the blessed shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I pleaded there, Ana dhaifuka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am your guest. Then I fell asleep. In my dream, I saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who bestowed a piece of bread upon me. I started eating it. I ate half of it in my dream. Then I woke up and found the remaining half in my hand. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And these are beautiful parables where the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they narrated in different ways. Sayyidina Abu Imran Musa bin Muhammad Banzarti, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that during my stay in Medina, I once humbly visited the sacred shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faced with financial problems, I beseeched, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am a guest of Allah and your guest. Then while sitting in wait for Salatul Asr, I fell asleep. In the state of dream, I saw the blessed Hujra opened and three noble individuals came out of it. I wanted to stand up in order to pay salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the person sitting next to me said, he said to me, sit down. The noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to bestow the gift of salam upon Hajj pilgrims and food upon those who have no provisions. I said, I am also one of them. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, Hajj pilgrims were blessed with his salam. I was also privileged to shake hands with him and kiss his blessed hand. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then placed something like a halwa, a dessert, on the palm of my hand, which I immediately put into my mouth. When I woke up, I was still chewing it and feeling its sweetness and taste, subhanallah. After I left, I came across a person who arranged for a conveyance for me without any fare. The same person also appointed a servant who served me until I reached Makkah, subhanallah. If he was, subhanallah, these beautiful parables are of the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And someone has stated that during my stay in Madina Munawwara, I was once hungry and had nothing to eat. I humbly visited the luminous shrine and said, Ya Rasulullah al-Ju'a, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am hungry. Saying this, I sat down near the blessed Hujra. A respected Sayyid, he came to me and said, come with me. I asked where. He replied, come to my house so that you may eat and drink something. I went with him and he gave me a bowl of farid. It is a meal with sufficient quantity of meat and olive in it. I ate well and intended to return. He said, eat more. I ate a little bit more. When I was about to return, he gave me some madani pearls of advice in these words that, oh my brother, just ponder. You people come from distant places, crossing jungles, deserts, oceans, and leaving your family members behind. But when you are privileged to visit the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are left with only one purpose. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, grant me a piece of bread. My brother, if you had asked for paradise, forgiveness of sins, pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or any other great thing, you would have been granted them as well by the benevolence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear brothers, there is a great lesson in it. Keep in mind that there is no harm in asking the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for anything to eat, right? To do so is a great privilege indeed. Several parables of scholars and muhaddithin in this context have already been mentioned, right? And Imam Tabrani's incident has already been mentioned and it is described, subhanallah. However, the Madani pearl given by the respected Sayyid is also very important. And it is an excellent way of giving nasiha to us. In other words, why should a humble visitor ask the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for minor things in small quantities? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who rests under the green dome, fulfills the needs of everyone by the divine bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should ask him for a lot of blessings of the world and the hereafter, such as protection of one's life and wealth, steadfastness in Islam and Iman, martyrdom in the blessed city of Madina Munawwara with peace, burial in Baqi, forgiveness without accountability, and his beloved Rasul's neighborhood in the heavens. These are some of the things which we can keep in mind to ask. And if we go and ask for small things, we need to think about these matters as well. And this is the beautiful nasiha of this Sayyid, subhanallah. If you feel admiration for any pious personalities and think positively that he is a beloved bondman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should request him to pray for your forgiveness without accountability, rather than for the fulfillment of any worldly need only. My master, Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah Ta'ala, would request the awliya to make dua of forgiveness only. He has stated that during my first journey to Medina, I was present in the Masjid of Mina and all the other people had left. In the interior part of the Masjid was a man with his face towards the Qibla, reciting his wazaif. I was sitting in the courtyard of the Masjid near the dome. There was no other person. All of a sudden, I heard a buzzing sound like that of a bee. The following hadith instantly occurred to me, that a sound is produced from the heart of the beloved bondman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the buzzing sound of a bee. Discontinuing my own wazaif, Allah says, I moved towards him to get him to pray for me for my forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, I have never requested any pious saint to fulfill my worldly need. Instead, I always requested them to pray for my forgiveness. I walked only with two steps towards him when he said three times with his hands raised towards the sky and his face turned towards me, Allahumma ghafir li akhi hadha, Allahumma ghafir li akhi hadha, Allahumma ghafir li akhi hadha. Oh Allah, forgive this brother of mine. Oh Allah, forgive this brother of mine. Oh Allah, forgive this brother of mine. I understood what he meant, subhanallah, that he did what I wanted and he did not now want to be interrupted or disturbed. Hence, Sayyidi Allah says, I returned, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abul Hassan, he says that some friends of mine told me that in Makkah Mukarrama there was a pious saint known as Ibn Sabit. He visited Madina Munawwara for consecutively 60 years with the intention of paying salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One year he could not come to Madina Munawwara for some reason, and one day he was drowsing while sitting in his private room. Meanwhile, he was privileged to behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ibn Sabit, you have not come to me, so I have come to you. Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a wonderful parable this is. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also have, alhamdulillah, a beautiful nasiha for us to listen to. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal go and listen to the nasiha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal on it. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall return shortly after the nasiha. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم.
Today we're going to learn a little bit about the life of Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ta'ala. His kunya is Abu Abdullah and he's one of the four Imams. He's also remembered by the title Imam Al-A'imma i.e. the Imam of the Imams, the scholar of Medina. According to a famous saying, he was born in Medina in 93 Al-Hijrah. Devotion of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very popular amongst the scholars and the intellects. He used to show love to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every moment of his life. Out of respect, he never rode in Medina, and he used to walk barefoot in the streets of Medina. Imam Malik's love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioned in front of him. His face and complexion would change, and he bowed his head in honor whenever the name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioned. Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala would say that not a single night passed in which I have not seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not a single night had passed in which he was not blessed with seeing the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dreams. What a great lover he must have been, because those people that have that thirst inside them, that love inside them, only those are the ones that are blessed to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their dreams. Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala would start teaching hadith at the age of 17. He was only 17 and he started teaching hadith. And he stated that whenever he taught a hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he read out hadith, before he read out hadith, he would take a bath, he would place a seat and wear an excellent dress and fragrance, and he would come out of his room and sit on the seat respectfully. So when people used to come to his house and they would ask to see Imam Malik rahmatullah, and then what he would do is he would send the servant out, and the servant would first ask, are you asking a fiqh question, or are you asking a question about a hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And if they were asking other questions, he would come out straight away. If they were going to ask about a hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he would, you know, get ready first. He would take a bath, he would put on clean clothes, and a special chair was placed outside. He would put fragrance on, and then when he would come outside, he would sit down and say, right, now what do you want to hear from me? And this is the love, the preparations, the respect, the adab that he had for just the sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can imagine what a true lover he was, that even just to mention a hadith, he used to do all of these things, pre-arrangements, before he would mention a hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It stated, like I said early on, that he started teaching at the age of 17. His teachers would also come to him to find solutions to his problems. And he wrote fatawa for about 70 years, and he taught people the knowledge of religion. The collection Muwatta Imam Malik is well-known book of Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala. It is stated that Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala passed away in Medina in the month of Rabiul Awal in 179 Al-Hijri. He was buried near Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala, the beloved son of the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Beautiful nasiha and words of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal amin bi jahin nabiyil amin. Dear viewers, we were discussing just before we went for the nasiha in today's episode and program, Islamic parable. And the topic of discussion is the parables of the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have already listened to so many beautiful parables, subhanallah, about 20 parables, mashallah. And there is much more. And subhanallah, each one of us, we are devoted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one way or another. And each one of us has a different way of displaying it, subhanallah. And these pious predecessors, they give us an ideal way to connect to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How should we devote ourselves to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And they give us these subhanallah, lovely examples that this is how you connect to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abul Fadl Muhammad bin Nu'aym rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ya'la Kinani rahimahullah would often humbly visit the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was also privileged to behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam quite often in the state of dream. One day, while traveling to Madinah Munawwara with the intention of visiting the blessed shrine, he suffered an injury to his foot. Unable to control his pain and unable to continue his journey, he wrote a letter and handed it over to a Hajj pilgrim, asking him to place the letter near the blessed shrine and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is an entreaty, meaning a heartfelt plea from Kinani. You know what has prevented him from visiting your court? The person did as he was advised. Sayyidina Kinani dreamt that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, O Kinani, your letter has reached Medina and I have accepted your excuse. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Medina ki. Sayyidina Abu Abdullah bin Muhammad Azdi Andalusi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said that the Romans imprisoned the son of a devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Al-Andalusia, that is Spain. The devotee, he departed from Madinah Munawwara with the intention of pleading with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the way, he met some of his acquaintances and shared his problem with them. They suggested that one could plead with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam even while staying at his home. Visiting the blessed shrine in person is not really a condition for the fulfillment of this purpose. But the devotee, he continued his journey. Eventually, he reached Medina and was privileged to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's court. After he said his salam, he expressed his wish that he was, subhanAllah, after that showered with blessings, and at night he saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go back to your city, your wish has been fulfilled. When he returned to his country, he was greatly delighted to see his son who had really come back. When asked how did he manage to return, his son replied, one night many prisoners, including me, were suddenly released from captivity in Rome. His father, meaning the devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made calculation and found out that it was the same night when he had heard the good news in the dream. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, resolves our problems and our issues and listens to our pleas and helps us. Allah, subhanallah. Imam Ibn Abi Shaybah, rahimahullah, who was a respected teacher of Sayyidina Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, he says that during the reign of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, drought occurred. A person visited the blessed grave of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please pray that your ummah be blessed with rain. People are dying. The person was privileged to behold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of a dream. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go to Umar and convey my salam to him and inform him that rain will fall. Subhanallah, that person was Sayyidina Bilal bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, he says that Imam Ibn Abi Shaybah rahimahullah has quoted this narration with proven authenticity. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ahmad bin Muhammad Salawi rahimahullah, he said that once I was to undertake a journey. Before I began the journey, I visited the blessed shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and respectfully said that, O the one who has been empowered to help his devotees in the world and in the hereafter, I will pass through deserts and jungles during my journey. If I get into any trouble, I will pray to Allah Azza wa Jal and seek help by mentioning your name. I then visited the blessed tombs of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and made similar prayers. Afterwards, I began my journey traveling through jungles and deserted places for a week. During the journey, I fell into a well that had plenty of water in it. From the time of the Chash Salah to the time of Asr Salah, I struggled hard to get out of it, but I could not succeed. My life was in danger. All of a sudden, I recalled what I had pleaded with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Shaykhain Karimain at the time of departure. I once again supplicated, O my beloved Rasul, O Rasul of Allah, fulfill my supplication and rescue me. I also made supplication in the court of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma in a similar way. In no time, someone picked me up from the well and sat on its top. In this way, with the help of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I managed to escape death. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Anas says, Faryad ummati jo kare hale zar mein mumkin nahi ki khaire bashar ko khabar na ho. The great leader of millions of Malikis, Sayyidina Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, was a great devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would walk barefoot in the streets of Madina Munawwara. Sayyidina Musanna bin Sa'id rahimahullah has narrated that Sayyidina Imam Malik rahimahullah has stated that I beheld the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night. Allah Allah, subhanallah. Now, Sayyidina Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has stated that in Medina, I saw that there was some Khurasanian or Egyptian horses tethered. They were tied to the door of the house of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Those horses were given to him as gifts. I had never seen such beautiful horses before. Hence, I said, how nice these horses are. Then Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I have given all of them to you as gifts. I said, at least keep one horse for yourself. He replied, I feel shy of riding a horse on the ground under which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved son of Sayyidah Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, rests, subhanallah, meaning where the mazar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the same land, I feel shy of riding the horse in that land. Subhanallah. This is the devotion and love they had for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the reverence of Imam Malik for the beloved city of Madina Munawwara. It is so famous. Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Abdullah rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Malik rahimahullah was a great devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the scholar of Medina. Whenever anyone mentioned anything about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the complexion, meaning the color of his face of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would change. He would show deep reverence for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he was asked about it, so he replied, if you had seen what I see, you would not have asked about it. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Malik rahimahullah, he started giving lessons of hadith at the age of 17. And before coming to give a hadith lesson, he would take a bath, wear nice clothing, apply fragrance. He would then humbly come out of his room and respectfully sit on a throne. He, rahimahullah, did not even use to change his sitting posture during the session, the whole session where he would teach. As long as hadith were taught and learnt during the gathering, aloe wood and frankincense were burnt to give a pleasant smell. Alhamdulillah, these fragrant woods would be burnt to give off a pleasant smell. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala has narrated that a scorpion stung Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi 16 times while he was giving a hadith lesson. Due to the severity of the pain, his blessed face turned pale, but he continued to give the lesson. He did not even change his sitting posture. After the lesson ended and people left, the narrator, meaning Sayyidina Abdullah bin Barak, he says, he asked him, O Abu Abdullah, that is the appellation of Imam Malik, today something strange appeared on your face. I noticed it. He said, yes, but I had patience showing reverence for the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. This is the love and reverence these pious predecessors had for everything that was connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that love and subhanallah, that respect and reverence for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic parables, timeless and bright, springing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables.